The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Wherever you are on our lovely planet, I'm Ariel.
And I'm Shia.
And welcome to Being Here. Today's show, you ready? Da-da-da-da. It's nurturing friendships.
Yes.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I guess that means if you want to have nurturing friendships, there are some things that are good to know and things that are really not
get in the
so,
way.
Yeah. So we'll investigate it today.
I just had all kinds of thoughts come up about what not to do.
Yeah, give us one before we get started.
But it was more a dating thing.
Yeah?
You know, it was like, don't talk about your old past failed relationships.
Well, yeah. That kind of works.
Doesn't it?
In nurturing any relationship.
That's right.
If you're talking about all how your past failures, it tends to kind of drive people away.
How about stop complaining?
Oh, honey. But a lot of people think that that's what relationships and friendships all about.
Right.
Commiserating.
What if friends were people that held you to a higher standard?
That supported you in well-being day
that's
in,
right.
day out, not just when circumstances happen to be easy.
Right.
Because, you know, everybody has challenges in their lives.
Definitely.
Hey, you want to get the most out of today's show? We'll give you some friendly advice. Ready?
Yeah. Listening.
Really? And that is the key aspect to nurturing friendships, too, is listening, really, truly listening.
But you see, it's a little difficult to hear what other people say when you're busy thinking about what you're going to say when they finish talking.
Or if you're preoccupied.
Or if you're upset.
Yeah. That's true, too.
You know, when you're upset, you have no space.
You're just defended.
Right.
And, you know, if you want to have nurturing friendships, your friends are going to need to be able to be honest with you. And if you're defended because you expect what they have to say to somehow come in and hurt, your friendships will only be at a certain level. It'll be a superficial level. And I found out when my friends are really straightforward with me, it's never hurtful, and it's always supportive.
Right. But let's go back to listening, because
okay.
we didn't really speak about listening.
Okay.
If you're new to our show, Ariel and I finish each other's sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Our approach is not psychotherapeutic. We're not going to try to change you or fix you. We have the idea, a very strange idea, that if you get into the current moment of your life, everything will turn out just dandy. But most people are so far off in the future and so far back in the past that they basically mess up the current moment of their life by not being there for it.
So
we're going to talk about listening, because listening is one of those things, one of the few things I know of or we know of, that will pull you into the current moment of your life effortlessly. And quite gently, actually.
I'll give you a perfect example of listening and not listening and being interested. We were at the dinner table this weekend with our daughter, son-in-law, and their two kids. And our son-in-law, Paul, knew that Shai and I had just gotten back from series of seminars in Germany. And by the way, all of those of you who are who attended and our friends in Europe, a shout out to you. And
thank you for an awesome, awesome workshop. It was life altering for us.
And Paul, our son-in-law, said, "So how was Germany?" And we said, well, Germany was really good. We had a great time there. The people were wonderful. They were inspiring. And after a little pause, our grandson, who was only listening with half an ear, who was clearly preoccupied with some thought process of his own, rather out of sequence, all of a sudden said, who's Jeremy? And we said, what? He said, you guys keep talking about Jeremy. Who's Jeremy? And we said, no, we're talking about our trip to Germany. And he said, no, you didn't. You said Jeremy. Well, if you're not fully listening to hear what another person has to say, then chances are you will make silly, simple mistakes like that and actually even think you're right, like our grandson did, which is kind of a normal thing where if you get caught out, you want to say, no, no, I didn't.
Especially if you're 13 years old.
Correct. And, you know, I know we can't do this here because it is the radio show, but I really do feel that listening to each other, using your eyes, if you happen to be in the same room with your friend, is an incredibly nurturing thing. So even whilst we're doing the radio show, whilst we cannot see you and you can't see us, Shai and I are usually talking to each other.
And we are looking at each other when we talk to each other.
Really quite delightful.
Yeah.
We have a caller.
From Hong Kong.
Let's take her. Hey, Cheryl, you with us?
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia. I'm here. Hi.
Nice to hear your voice.
Yes.
Yeah, I get to speak to you guys again so soon after Germany. I was one of those there. And yeah, it was a great workshop.
It was a great workshop.
What can we do for you, Cheryl?
Yeah, well, this topic is quite interesting because I feel that friendships or nurturing friendships, I can have quite a few questions. And I think what resonates most is nurturing friendships, although listening is a good topic as well. But nurturing friendships, I feel sometimes when I get really busy, overly busy with projects, I tend to sort of put friends to the side or even dating, especially dating, because I feel like I'll always be there, but then, you know, I don't feel like I'm taking the time or balancing my time so that I can maintain those friendships.
Well, maybe you have it in reverse.
How do you mean, Ariel?
What do you mean? Yeah, yeah, please.
Well, maybe you get busy at work so as to avoid the confronting nature of being with other people, including dating.
I had that thought, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It came and went, but now that you bring it back up.
Because you think you put it aside because you get busy. I think you'll get busy so you can put it aside, at least as a possibility.
It's a possibility that's kind of popped into my head over the past year. And I've actually thought about that a few times. the busyness feels genuine, or not that I'm saying it feels genuine, but how do I, guess, stop being busy?
Well, I would say to slow down.
You'll get more
done. Yeah.
Yeah, if you slow down, you'll be where you are, which will allow things to happen more fluidly and effortlessly. See, when you're in a rush to get somewhere, even to finish the sentence you're saying, then you don't allow yourself to be with what's going on. You're trying to get it over with.
Yeah, okay. I definitely see that. And is it also part, I mean, like, because I'm thinking that I want to get somewhere? I mean, are they hand in hand?
They may be that your thinking will definitely keep you from being where you are.
Mm. Okay. Well, I definitely know that I rush a lot, or I try to get to things, and I feel that does create the busyness.
You know, it's interesting, as I'm speaking to you, or we're clearly speaking with you, Cheryl, I have a feeling you may have a picture when we're talking about nurturing friendships. Like, if we talk about friendships and those you want to nurture, you have a picture of what that means. And there are probably a handful of people that come to mind as your important primary relationships, or situations such as dating situations and how to nurture that. But if we're talking about nurturing friendships, again, it start little and the big things take care of themselves. Meaning, for instance, on Monday night, we went into New York City to lead our seminars, and we had some appointments, and we stopped by the hotel before the evening. And every time we went into the hotel or came out, because we came back by there several times before the start of the evening, we were there to be friendly
with the staff of the hotel.
Not as if they were simply people standing there between us and our destination. We were kind. We were attentive. And not as a
manipulation to get them to like us, but just as a way of being into life. But that does go back to what I said a few moments ago. It requires slowing down enough to see your environment and be there with the people in your life.
You know, the other thing that was really funny too was clearly there was a disgruntled individual at the front
patron
desk who was being really unkind to the gal behind the desk. And she was, in my mind, a friend of ours. She's been very nice to us. And we just kept getting closer and closer to this guy. We just stood near him so that he actually almost was forced to stop being verbally abusive to her.
Because he couldn't get away with it if people were watching him in his own mind. And our proximity had him be kinder to her.
It was kind of fun to see how just our presence standing there, and we were legitimately waiting for something. They had to get us keys to get into the room we were renting, but we didn't step aside. We stepped in. Now, sometimes stepping aside is the appropriate thing. I'm not giving people advice that they should always, you know, step in and intrude. That's not transformation. Transformation is looking and seeing what's appropriate. But somewhere when you're looking at friendships, your attention is still on you and what you should do and how you should be and on the big things, rather than looking around in your environment and taking care of people around you.
Yeah, I like that. I hear what you're saying, and back to what you, how you started it, without an idea of what nurturing means. I think that is definitely, I was thinking I have to take time to, you know, go out and meet people, but actually it means slowing down and taking time with the people I'm with at that moment.
Yeah, if you happen to be able to maintain being in the current moment of your life, moment by moment, then each moment is new and it's unique, but it also has a through line of well-being, and it allows you to not rush to finish what you're saying. I've noticed that when we speak with you, your sentences are frequently abbreviated, or actually that's not quite the right word. You are self-judgmental about what you're saying, so you keep editing as you speak. So your sentences get broken up by the edits rather than looking and seeing what it is that you want to say and just saying it. Do you see what I'm saying, Cheryl?
Yes. Yes. I've noticed it more and more since going to workshops. Yeah, I do that.
Very good. You just slowed down about 60% just now.
And you got your message across in far less time. When you said earlier, if I take my time to be there with people, in your mind, you still think that taking your time means it's a longer period of time, when actually slowing down has things go faster for you. You're intelligible. Your message gets across. You've connected. Connected doesn't take a lot of time.
Yeah, that's really great. I really like that.
I like it too. You know, one of the first things we wrote down on nurturing friendships in our notes as we were looking at the components to it, one of the very first things that we said was that it's important to be kind to yourself. If you're self-editing, you're going to end up feeling at odds with yourself all the time. You'll be uncomfortable. You'll be less comfortable to be with.
Well, you won't be able to be there with another person because your attention will all be on how you're doing or if you're doing it right. And that, it's interesting. On Monday night, there was a young man who stood up and he spoke about, he's an acting student, and he spoke about having to do something a week from now in front of a camera where he needed to cry on request from the director. You know, they tell him, okay, now cry. And he, as an actor, he's supposed to be able to do that. And he was worrying about how he was going to do it a week in advance. So he wasn't really in the Monday night either, because he was working on this, quote, problem in his life about how he was going to be somewhere off in the future.
And as other people were standing up to speak, you could see him leaning forward and rehearsing his question for us rather than being there with people.
Right, because he had an agenda, and that agenda was dictating how he was living his life. The reality is, if you slow down enough to be where you are, you will be effective, you'll be productive, and you'll be clear about what needs to be done. You'll be appropriate to your life. And that includes being there with a friend. If your attention is on what they're saying, rather than on how you're going to find an answer to what they're saying or how you're going to answer back after they finish speaking, then you're not there. And that's not exactly friendly.
Yes, I really like that. And that's just hit it spot on. I have to teach a kid yoga class, so I'll have little friends on Sunday, and I've been worrying about that, and I know I would have the tendency to self-edit, so it's just what you guys have just talked about or shared today is just really, I love it.
Well, I know we haven't talked about the three principles, and we're moving to the end of this segment, but I'm just going to go to the third principle, and that is anything you see without judging completes itself. And really, it's about bringing awareness and not about judging yourself, because you're perfect. And those kids don't have your judgments about you. So you can operate as if you're perfect. And what you'll be teaching them alongside of yoga is their own perfection.
Yeah, that's really great.
Especially because kids learn by absorption and observation as much as by what you say, or perhaps even more.
Yeah.
We need to go to a break. Excellent. Hey, thanks for calling in, Cheryl.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks very much, you guys.
Yes. Lovely speaking with you.
Yes.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. Bye.
See you in Costa Rica. We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
We had just said to Cheryl, see you in Costa Rica. And speaking of Costa Rica, we have a very few spaces left available for the courses that are going to take place in January in a beautiful, amazing environment that is our immersion courses that are 1 week long in Costa Rica. We have two of them, and people can come either to 1 or 2 weeks. And if you do want to come, it is a prerequisite that we meet you in person in one of our workshops in the current year. So there are a few left. If you want to join us, there's still spaces available.
Yes, coming up in October, speaking of weekend workshops, we're doing Say Yes to Your Life in New York City, October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. It's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Beginning of December, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe, Art of Being a Healer, and Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment. It's happening in January. And one other thing, myself and Susan Finch, a really amazing speech teacher, we are leading a course called Speak Up in New York City the first three Thursdays in November. If you want to know more about any of those, just go to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. By the way, this is a live show today, so if you would like to call in, you are invited. The number is 866-472-5795, 866-472-5795, and
we have a caller calling in from Hamburg, Germany.
Let's take her.
Stephanie, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Nice
how are
to hear
you?
Your voices so soon again.
Yes, it is so nice to hear your voices so soon again as well.
How is life since the workshop in Hamburg?
Life is great.
That's great.
That was a wonderful question? Workshop.
Excellent. So what's up? What can we do for you?
I have a specific question. My husband and I, as you know, are very passionate sailors. And a friend of ours in this sailing community who is sailing the same type of boat, and we meet him regularly. And how can I say that? I have a hard time around him. And it's like, you know, around him, I start feeling like I'm stupid. I cannot sail. I have nothing to say about the matter at all. And I know it has nothing to do with me. I mean, he like he's doing a lot of remarks, like, against women in general, sometimes against me in person. And I feel like it's not that he doesn't like me, it's just his behavior in general. And I wonder what I can do to relax more around him, because it's in other areas, he's really nice. He's very generous and helpful if you need a hand. So I'm not sure how to handle this.
Well, the first thing, let's talk about it in multiple slices, okay?
Yes.
So let's first talk about your reaction to him.
Yes.
And let's talk about it through the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
Okay. Oh,
the first is anything you resist, such as this fellow's
way of being,
or perhaps his attitudes toward women or the way he expresses himself. Anything you resist persists.
And it dominates your life, so you're calling in about it.
Right.
And the other thing is your expectation of it happening actually tends to evoke it.
Mm.
The thing is this. The man is very insecure in himself.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because only an insecure person finds flaws and faults in others, because they're looking for somebody to be at the bottom so they can find themselves a higher place on the totem pole of life.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So if you realize that the thoughts you're having about your inadequacies are actually his thoughts about his inadequacies, it will free you up to be more yourself.
Mm. Which is actually the third principle. Anything you see and allow to be exactly as it is without trying to manipulate it or change it or make it better, just bring awareness to it, it completes itself.
Mm.
And the second principle is that life is perfect. He is perfect. This moment is perfect.
You know, these three principles don't necessarily go in the order of 1, 2, and 3. They just happen to be three principles. It isn't that you need to follow the sequence, because it's non-sequential. The reality is that if you see something and don't judge it, but allow it to be exactly as it is, it will complete itself. That doesn't in any way war with that if you disagree with something, you get stuck with it.
Right.
And it doesn't disagree with that life shows up exactly as it does in each moment, and if you're here for it, it completes whatever's showing up. If you're resisting it, it sticks around. And there you have the three principles.
You know, Stephanie, you, like most of us, would love to have a system. And you even said, how can I relax around it more? That's the system you've come up with, that he's just going to be this way and I better learn how to relax.
And you want a set of rules also as to how to work with this guy rather than be there and see who's there in that moment.
Right.
And
yeah,
I wouldn't be at all surprised, Stephanie, if you discover that when he's being caustic or ill-natured, ill-willed towards you, you're not paying any attention to him.
Mm.
So you're looking away, or you're not engaged in listening to what he says as though it is important. And it is to him, and he probably feels rejected, so he goes after you.
Right. That makes sense, too.
You know, the other thing is, it's like, well, I'm around him, we go sail with him, he's in the community, so how do I live with him? Was kind of the tenor of the question.
Yeah.
And in there is, you're missing certain things, like paying attention. There may be times where you feel like you just need to keep some distance. You may need to give him more attention, as Shia just said. You may need to look and see if, when his communication sounds abrupt, if that's code for you're already upset and anything he says could be bothersome to you.
Mm.
There may be times to diffuse what he's saying with humor.
Mm.
You know, one of the interesting things about improvisation, which our friend Andy Schneeflock teaches quite brilliantly,
yes,
is that you always say yes. So if a person comes up to you and says, that's a great-looking chicken on your head, you don't get offended.
Thank you. I'm glad you appreciate it.
I got it.
I looked hot to find this one.
And I got this chicken for 3 clucks. You know, you find a way to have fun with the outrageous things that are said.
Well, if you have fun with what comes your way rather than offend yourself, you'll have a much more enjoyable life.
I love it. I love everything you just said. It all makes total sense.
I'll tell you one other thing to be aware of.
Yes.
And that is comparison. Because I know you have a number of friends where you enjoy a level of honesty and they appreciate your honesty. Mm-hmm. And they're also attentive to how their words and their messages come across. And you can easily go, God, I wish this guy was more like my friend so-and-so because they would never say something like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about being with this gentleman and his perfection rather than wishing he were different.
Mm. Yes. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, really, because I feel like my whole relationship to him just shifted tremendously.
Yeah, and if it did in this moment, you may meet a completely new human being when you meet this person the next time.
That's great.
You know, it is possible that you affect your universe and how you are being affects the people in your universe.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, when I saw that you were calling in, I had a thought about you, Stephanie, and it's a great thought. I recall that a couple years ago, or 2.5 years ago, after I had shoulder surgery, and I was supposed to go to Russia with Shai, and I couldn't do it because my doctor told me that I couldn't make the trip because fishing was involved, and after shoulder surgery, I wasn't in any shape to do that. I had a week planned by myself in Helsinki, and I didn't find it very fun, and I called you up and said, could I come? Do you have room for a house guest? And you opened your house to me, and you and your husband, Reiner, we'd sit at night and have tea and chat and whatnot. But one of the things that has always stuck with me about one of the more friendly things that you did during that time frame, aside from invite me in your home and make it a beautiful place to stay, was I was trying so hard to be brave and to get better, and I was in a lot of pain, and I thought it was silly that I shouldn't still have it. And you just looked at me, you said, Ariel, take your pain medicine. And it was like, okay. And it was such a relief to have you just, I don't know what about that was so profound, except for that it just touched me. You took such great care of me, and I'm not sure that you would think that that's part of taking care of someone.
Or being a great friend.
No, that's just I don't know, a spontaneous expression.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe you could give yourself license to have spontaneous expression everywhere you're in your life, including with this gentleman.
Mm. Thank you. Yeah, you know, I felt safe with you. I would never hold back in front of you. Did that. But I did a lot in front of this guy because it's probably me thinking it's not safe because I know, and Shaya said he's very insecure. I all of a sudden had this picture of him that I thought, like, wow, behind all this is a very sweet, soft man.
Well, talk to that man, not the man who is
nasty.
Not his expression.
Yeah.
You can either talk to the mask or you can talk to the man.
I like that.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling in today.
My pleasure.
Super sweet speaking with you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Excellent.
We have another caller.
We're going to take her. Thanks, Stephanie.
Oh, before we take her.
Yeah.
For those people in Europe, we want to remind you that...
In 2 weeks.
For daylight savings time, on October 28th, Being Here will air an hour earlier in Europe at 5 p.m. and at 4 p.m. in the United Kingdom. So we just want you to know that. Before we forget to tell you.
Our daylight savings goes a week later. So on the 28th, don't forget to tune in an hour earlier.
Right.
So
okay.
We have...
Now we end up another speaker.
Now we're back to this side of the country.
We got a caller coming in from New Jersey. Her name is Luba.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shaya. This is Luba, yes.
Hi, Luba.
It's fun to hear your voice.
I'm so excited. I really am so grateful and thankful to have you in my last 3 years. I wish I had known you earlier, but that's what it is, and I'm so thankful. I really am. Every time I come to your workshops, every time I see you, it just gives me some extra, you know, love, and which I spread to my family, to my friends. And it is so important, and especially in nurturing friendship, even with my husband, Larry, I just listened to your conversation with Stephanie. I believe I also do comparison. I wish he was like this. I wish he was that. But he's such a nice man, such a nice husband and nice father. So I just need to stop, I believe, comparing. I wish he was this. I wish he was that.
Well, here's the thing, though, Luba. Mm-hmm. When you say you need to stop doing that, that's a directive.
And that's the first principle, because if you think you need to stop it, you will continue doing it.
But you'll hide it from yourself.
Right.
It's more about becoming aware of all the ways you do it.
And when you become aware, not complaining to yourself or punishing yourself or being hard on yourself, for what you see. Mm-hmm. See, if you see it neutrally, that's enough for it to complete itself.
Mm-hmm. And here's the cool thing. If your husband, did you say his name is Larry?
Mm-hmm.
So
Larry.
If Larry's talking to you and he's saying something and all of a sudden you have a thought, which by the way, they just get generated by that thought generating machine we have, says, gosh, I wish you could be more like... my friends.
Exactly.
Right? And you notice that you're comparing and you don't judge it. It's actually like this little bell ringing that shows you've stopped listening to him. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is divert your eyes back to him and listen. You don't have to talk to yourself about why you weren't listening or you don't have to berate yourself for not listening. It's really about retuning yourself in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the more you listen to him, the more he's likely to morph into everything you always wished he would be, because he'll feel heard and respected
and
loved
secure
and nurtured.
Yes, yes. And I believe that's the disconnection. I really want to be with him. And
well, that's
15 years together, 17, so that's, yes, I want to. I want
great.
To, yeah.
You know, Luba, Larry doesn't have to change, and neither do you. But if you are being present with him in mm-hmm. that moment, everything about him can change. Mm-hmm. In a very positive way, because mm-hmm. he's not being judged. He'll start to feel safe enough to be himself, and the self that he is, you fell in love with.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, it's so easy to collect a whole list of grievances with any of your friends. And there's another possibility, but we need to speak about that in
after the
next
break.
Segment. Can you come back with us after the break?
Did we lose you, Luba?
No, I'm here.
All right.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes. What time is it to come back?
Well, we have a 2-minute break coming up.
We'll talk to you during the break. We'll be back shortly, everyone else. Come on back and don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
One of the most friendly things you can do is to express yourself and share of yourself and extend yourself to others. We recently met a woman who had been reading a book in the subway, and somebody came up to her and said, I noticed that book. I think you really would like these seminars that I go to in New York City. And she
gave her a radio show
gave card. Her a radio show card, this radio show card.
Right.
And the person started listening to the radio show.
And she showed up one Monday night not too long ago.
Which, by the way, Stephanie, who just called in, thank you so much for making these incredible little cards that give all the information about how to tune in. And if you want some of these cards, you can connect up with us. Just email us at info@ask-inc.com or go to our website and click on the contact us link. We'd be happy to send you some. They're fun to carry around in your pocket so that you can share the show with friends. Of course, you can just click on the link and share any given show with your friends. And that's really great. Also, our newest book, Practical Enlightenment, is available. It'll be coming out soon. In audiobook as well.
Right. So we could speak with Luba now.
You with us, Luba?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So what we were talking about is your lists of grievances. It's so easy to carry a list of grievances.
You know, things that Larry did or didn't do that you bothered yourself with in the past, and bring that into the current moment rather than see who's there right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
So
yeah, I am actually getting much better. my husband says, yeah, I'm getting much better with not controlling things and much gentler, and I'm glad because of you guys influenced and opened my mind, and it was within me. I didn't know, and I wasn't aware of. So in all relationships, and with the friends just outside of my family, just creating a more open and good relationship with my friends, I actually was blocking unconsciously based on my previous and past experiences. Because I created my own story about what had happened. And now I'm like, okay, here I am. And I'm actually getting more friends now than I was doing like a year ago or 6 months ago. So I'm really grateful for all I've been learning from you guys.
Well, from my experience of you, Luba, you have become more self-expressive and more fun to be around and more willing to allow people close to you. And so I'm not surprised that you have more friends in your life than you did before.
Yes, it's just amazing how it's there. It's here, actually.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. It was really a treat. And by the way, just hearing your voice was so wonderful. We were both smiling. And I actually saw that the other night when you walked into a Monday night. People lit up when they saw you. So it's not so much about what you're doing. It's about how you're being. And clearly it's working.
Yeah, it's working. So thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for being for everyone, I really appreciate it. You're like my mentor. So you don't probably know. But
well,
I appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We have another caller calling in from Hamburg.
We have another caller calling in from Hamburg, so we're going to take her now. Thank you so much, Luba. All right, let's take Jutta from Hamburg.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
It's cool to hear your voices.
Nice to hear your voice, too. What's happening?
Thank you. I'm really feeling great, especially since the last workshop I attended here in Hamburg when you were in Hamburg last time.
That's great. So nice to know that.
Right now I'm a little bit nervous calling into the radio, but yes.
What are you nervous about?
I have no idea. I always want to be perfect and calm and sophisticated, and yes, I think
but
that.
But maybe your nervousness isn't nervousness at all. Maybe it's excitement.
Yeah.
Maybe you're getting excited about your life, and that doesn't look very sophisticated sometimes. Because you have sophisticated with a cigarette in your hand, being cool.
Marlene Dietrich.
Right.
Oh, yes. But I like the topic of nurturing friendships. I really discovered during the last month or years when my friendships expanded also through your workshops, because I met many friends there and made new friends outside as well, because I'm getting more and more open. Uh-huh. And I see how they really nurture me, how I can be there with them and enjoying myself and not needing to sit home in front of the TV.
Mm. Yes, that's great. Well, when you say sit home in front of the TV, a lot of people bring their TV along with them in their pocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I did that.
Their cell phones.
I did that.
So they're not actually at dinner with a friend. They're looking at Facebook posts, or they're tweeting, or they're texting, or it's a friendly thing to also, you can use social media and texts and emails as a great way to nurture friendships, but you can also use them as a great way to break friendships. And it's really all about awareness. Because sometimes it's just super appropriate just to put away those devices.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I see sometimes, and I have very, very good friends and very caring friends, and sometimes when I'm in a, let's say, tunnel of desperation. It's a little bit dramatic, but when I'm feeling bad and they try to help me, sometimes it's difficult for me to let them help me.
Well, that's because you want to stay upset. And you want to stay upset because you want to be right about your point of view.
Yeah.
See, in a perfect idea of ourselves, we shouldn't want to stay upset. You know, everybody, you think of yourself, you think, but the ideal you should always want to be happy.
But, you know, if you're upset and the telephone rings and you have to answer it, you can drop your upset in a moment to pick up the phone and say, hello.
This is Utah.
But as soon as the phone call's over, you have an opportunity to either drop it or pick up your upset again and re-engage in being upset. It's a moment-to-moment choice, Utah.
Yeah, I also think it's an interesting use of your friends, by the way.
How do you mean?
Well, you say that you get yourself in a tunnel of desperation, a dramatic way to say it, you say, and then you put yourself to the attention of your friends somehow, whether you're calling them or being with them in a person, and they feel compelled to bring you out of it. Rather than if you find yourself off balance, reaching out and saying, I'm off balance. I could use some support. Tell me to drop it.
That one works well. You're willing to drop it.
I've been known to do that. I have a friend. I have lots of friends, but I have one friend before Amy. Hi, Amy. Before I was more skilled at being able to pull myself back to center always, I would call her up and say, Amy, could you just please tell me to take a break? And she'd say, Ariel, take a break. And I'd say, oh, thanks. That was great advice. You know, it was really about using my friends as a source of inspiration as opposed to not listening to them the same way I don't listen to myself. Do
you
we
still
lose
there?
You?
Yes, I'm back. I was dropped out of the line, and I called and back, but I heard your last words, and they fitted into the last words I heard.
Okay.
Okay, good. So we'll back up. It's about being kind to yourself, number one. And we just find it interesting that you would bring yourself to the attention of your friends that you're upset and then not listen to them. It's an interesting use of your friends.
Or misuse.
I
like that. You know, for instance, for the last couple of books, we have employed the services and the attention of our friend, who's also a really brilliant writer, Mena von Prague. And one of the things that we do is we interact with her by either meeting deadlines, giving her chapters, listening to her advice, so as not to dampen her enthusiasm. So, for example, if I write or Shia writes or together we write a chapter and we're a bit uncertain about, gosh, how is this one? And she writes and talks to us about, or we speak to her on Skype about how much she loves it, it's really important to listen to her and drop our story, or her experience of herself gets blunted. I find that is a really good use of my friends.
Yeah.
So if your friends are saying, Yuta, you're a friendly person.
You better start listening to them rather than proving some old story that you've told yourself over the eons of time that you're not a good friend or you're not a good listener.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't mean, you know, using my example of working with Mena von Prague, I'm dropping her name again because she has great writing classes, by the way. If she says, no, I love this, this is great, I cried when I read it, if I still have a concern, I might say, I was a little concerned that it was too this or not enough that, or I didn't make my point here. And then she tells me her perspective and I listen. And it's, you know, if you find yourself uncomfortable and you say something to your friends and they give you a reason to jump out of it, I would listen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really all about listening.
Yeah. Yes, it really is all about listening.
You can either listen to your friends or you can listen to your story.
And your story is an old rerun of a bad B movie.
Absolutely, yes. It's not a nice movie.
It's a desperate tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah, it really
dramatic.
Is. When I'm in that tunnel, I have the thought that I can't get out of this. And
well,
I also have the thought I am upset, because so I need to stay there or just slowly get out of it, which
well,
is
I have a question
total nonsense.
I have a question for you, Jutta.
Yeah.
In this very moment, are you upset?
No.
Good. Then stop working on upsets. Don't okay. work on what isn't broken. Don't work on trying to figure out how not to be in the future.
It's really about just taking your attention off yourself and taking care of your environment. And that includes the people in it. Speaking of which, if this show touched you today,
share it with your friends.
Okay,
our new book, Practical Enlightenment, has touched you. Share it with your friends. If the restaurant down the street produced a good meal, share it with your friends. You know, if you take your attention off you and your story and your inadequacies and just get out there and take care of the people around you, you're going to have a magnificent life.
Right. And all you have to do is look at what's right in front of you, and you'll know what to do.
Oh, I know that already.
Of course you do.
Oh, that's the name of next week's show. Oh, I know that already. It's going to be a fun show.
Yes, I think it will be. I know it will be.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, thank you, Jutta.
And Jutta,
thank you.
By the way, sharing that you sometimes have gotten stuck was a great gift to people, and we really appreciate you.
Because people get stuck from time to time. So thank you. They also get unstuck.
Yeah, and that's by dropping your story.
And getting into the current moment. And there you have it.
That said,
it is time for us
to
go.
You like that ringy-dingy? That's our bell telling us it's time to go. But we will be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.